From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has a request for Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their efforts to beat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khalid al-Obadi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Rebels and pro-government forces are accusing each other of violating a ceasefire in Yemen. However, the truce appears to be holding together for the most part. The accusations included continued ground fighting, shelling by Houthi rebels, and airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition that has been backing President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi's government. The ceasefire went into effect on Tuesday as representatives from the government and rebels began UN-sponsored peace talks in Switzerland. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the capital. The U.S. State Department has formally notified Congress of a $1.83 billion arms sale to Taiwan. State Department officials say the package includes two frigates, anti-tank missiles, amphibious assault vehicles, and a Stinger surface-to-air missile. This is VOA News. Arab media are reporting the U.N. Special Envoy for Libya is continuing negotiations on a unity agreement after the leaders of the country's two rival legislatures rejected the agreement that was to be signed Wednesday in Morocco. Edward Uranian reports.
Speaker Akila Saleh of the Tobruk-based Libyan parliament told a news conference it was necessary to put together a broad-based government. He says that he has asked the UN envoy's office to postpone the naming of the members of Libya's unity government so as to be sure they represent the authentic will of the people. Speaker Nouri Boussahmain of the Tripoli-based General National Congress indicated the final agreement had been put off in order to iron out a number of disagreements. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. The interest could boost borrowing costs for American businesses and consumers. After months of deliberation, Federal Reserve policymakers increased the key interest rate for short-term borrowing for the most creditworthy U.S. institutions by a quarter of a percentage point. President Barack Obama plans to hold private meetings with families whose loved ones were killed in the December 2nd California massacre. The White House says Mr. Obama, will stop in San Bernardino on his way to spend Christmas in Hawaii. A Baltimore, Maryland judge has declared a mistrial in the case of police officer William Porter, charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. He's a black suspect severely injured while riding in the back of a police van in April. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury informed Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams that it could not reach a verdict. Williams thanked the jurors and then dismissed them. Iran President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in coming weeks. The remarks come after the UN Nuclear Agency ended its probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The United States has called on Nigerian officials to investigate violence between army troops and a Shiite sect. The fighting has reportedly left hundreds of people dead. The Electoral Commission of Uganda has issued the final voter list for next year's general election. The country's electoral law demands the Electoral Commission present an electronic copy of the voter list to the parties and their candidates after the nomination process. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up. European markets are up. On Wednesday, Asian markets were also up. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.